I'm glad to see you've accepted my offer. Typically, men are too concerned about the terms to take me up on it, but I do appreciate those who are foolish enough to agree. You should know, however, that I am deadly serious. I hope it's worth it for you. Disrobe. Hair everywhere. I always forget how hirsute you can be. This begins with a kiss, does it not? Come to me. I will receive none of yours. Oh, I see you wish for more. I would be delighted. Kneel before me. Drink in my beauty. I've had quite enough of your insubordinate. Yes, they're rather nice shoes. Not my best, of course. Those are reserved for courtly events where, well, to be honest, these are likely to be stained with your filth. These wash rather well, though, and can hold up to being rammed into the mouths of my inferiors. Oh, I see you're twitching. You like that idea. And I wish I could say that I'm surprised. You really are a filthy animal. Open up. Look at you. Kneeling on the floor, a shoe rammed into your mouth, and you're still gazing up at me. Gazing at me with this perverse lust. Don't you know where this has been? I've worn this pair every time I've done this. It's covered with the filth of your fellows. Semen, saliva, worse. I've had to anoint them in hallowed spring water every time, but they still carry a history of being coated in human effluvium. I didn't say to spit it out. Keep sucking. And know your place. This is ridiculous. I can't believe you're gonna get it. Well, take it out. Spread your legs a little wider. No, no, no. It's far too late to try to protect them now. You know what we agreed to. Oh, they'll hurt far more soon enough. This is just to tenderize them. Now, kiss my shoe and thank me for touching your filthy parts. I love this. It doesn't help manage your numbers particularly well, but it feels wonderful. If only I could subject the entirety of your species to such subjugation. Take my shoes off. Oh, even though I know you're not foolish enough to try to mount me without permission, I have no intention of bending over. Your time is shorter than mine, but mine has value. Go ahead. They're lovely, aren't they? I have a team of servants pamper them every day. Half-breeds deserve some dignity, some purpose, even if I cannot abide their creation. Were I not of royal blood, I might even deign to assist in breeding the humanity from them, but my womb must remain untainted. Oh, no, no, you will not be seating me tonight. You might be spilling your seed in my presence, but even your impending gelding does not give you the right to inseminate me. I am not to be bred by some human trash. Possibly the floor. Maybe upon my feet, if you're lucky. Just make sure you don't finish without my permission. There are far worse things than castration. Stand up. Go and sit in that chair there. No, 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 not my throne. The one facing it. Put your arms behind the back and wait for me. This is your last chance to try to leave, but I wouldn't recommend it. You know what you agreed to. Just sit there. Put your legs in the cuffs as well. I'll lock your arms, too. Look at me now, kneeling before you. Is this what you wished? Did you think you would defile one such as I? I may as well bear myself to you fully now that you're restrained. I'm sure this completes the tableau. The demure elven princess on her knees in awe of your human virility. Don't bother answering. You've got nothing to say. Open your mouth, though. I need to gag you with something. Do you understand what an honor it is to be gagged with a fragment of my dress? A master of his craft, after centuries of practice, made this dress. And I'll need to give him an apology. A genuine one. I'm sure he won't mind when I tell him, but my conscience, among other things, dictates that I must tell him that an impure, worthless human defiled my dress. You certainly are virile. That's why I have to do this, of course. Shall I use my bare hands, or would the gloves be better? I wasn't actually asking you. I need no input from you, and I'm not going to allow you to touch my hands. And of course, I'll use the oils and perhaps the rose-infused one. It'll suppress some of your odors. You know, I love having a man's hands on my throat from time to time. A more refined one than you, of course, I'm afraid. You might be inferior, but you're still strong enough to break my neck. Don't worry, I have no intention of crushing your windpipe. I just want to make you hurt. Distracting you from my other hand. I can't have you finishing too quickly now, can I? I'll begin by stimulating them. I mean, you're not going to have them for very much longer, so I owe them some attention. Perhaps even a squeeze or two. Oh, you should enjoy this moment, you petty human. This is the closest you will ever be to ecstasy with your fabulous elven princess, the unattainable. Oh, no, 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 don't come yet. I haven't even had a chance to get my teeth on it. Don't struggle. It's over. Accept your fate with something approaching dignity. The oil makes your taste almost bearable. You human animal. Ugh. Ugh, you lack of control and impulsive to the end, I see. Now, how shall I do this? It should be symbolic. Perhaps my necklace? I could wrap it tightly around them and wait for them to wither away. I'd have to dispose of my necklace, though. I might simply stamp them into paste as we stamped out your rebellions in the past. Too much effort. My father gave me this blade. He used it personally to end your king's... what was it? Struggle for equality? It seems fitting now that I use it. Now. Perfect. I'll unshackle you, and with a touch. Stem the bleeding. Just lie there, collapsed on the floor, and don't dare look at what I'm about to do. This blade, this magic, blessed blade that has brought the Elven Kingdom such dignity and wealth and riches and power. And now it will take from you. Oh, I love this knife. I can feel the centuries of craftsmanship and elven power coursing through it. You know, I've pleasured myself with the hilt before. Can you imagine the hilt of this beautiful, embellished dagger sliding into my elven cunt? Which is more than you shall ever do. Yes, goddess. Oh, yes. Oh, I can feel the power coursing through me. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes. Don't stand up. I'll have someone come clean you up. Eventually.